Welcome to Tart Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed Tes 139. This song is introduced by the Ibn Ezra as Zeh HaMizmor Nechbad Ma'od B'Darkei Hashem. This Mizmor is very honorable in the ways of describing the ways of Hashem. Ve'ein Be'ela HaChamisha Sfarim. And there is nothing like this in all five books. Mizmor Kamo, a song like this. When we talk about the five books, it's talking about the five books of Tehillim. There is no song like this. This is so unique as it describes the way that we can understand Hashem. And therefore, he continues and says, you have to look into the song according to your understanding and the way that your neshama can grasp the concepts. In other words, this song forces you to think. The Rabbi Hirsch, in his commentary, says the following as he introduces this song. This conviction of God's omnipresence, omniscience, and of his nearness to every human word and thought could hardly have been conceived more profoundly by any human spirit, sensed more intensely by any human heart, or expressed more aptly by any human tongue than the manner in which we see it set down here before us in this mizmor, in this song. This song is written by David, as it introduces it in the song itself. And the Medrash Shochar Tov, the Medrash on Tehillim, attributes this song to Adam HaRishon. And perhaps the ideas are from Adam, and David took the ideas of Adam and wrote it into a song. And we definitely will see this story of Adam and Eve, of Adam HaRishon, in this song. As we go through it, you will see that it really needs to be studied in much depth. There is so much to think about. It forces you to think. And what I would like to do, instead of working in depth on one or two psukim, is to just go through just about all the psukim in our short amount of time to give you an idea of the points to ponder as you read this song. And then I encourage you afterwards to go back and find those psukim that you can have for yourself to meditate upon. Let's begin. Lamanatzeach le David Mizmor, for the conductor by David, a psalm. Hashem chakartani vateda. Hashem, you have scrutinized me, you have investigated me, and you know. You know what's in my heart. You know what's in my thoughts. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Ataya data shivti vikumi. You know when I'm sitting and when I'm standing. Banta le'rei me'rachok. You understand my thoughts. Re'i is from the language of rayon, ideas. You understand my thoughts from afar. Meaning, what Radak explains this pasuk to be, it's not just that Hashem knows when we're sitting and standing, but Hashem knows the thoughts that we have before we stand, or the thoughts that we have before we sit that inspire us, that get us moving to stand or get us moving to sit down. David HaMelech is saying, says the Medrash in Shochar Tov, you know my thoughts, whether I'm comfortable in my palace or whether I'm running away from Avshalom. You know what I'm going to do and why I'm going to do it, even before I do it. Or Chivariv'i Zerisa, in my daily path or in my daily routine and in my sleep, you encircle me. Look at the language of Zerisa for encircle. It's the same language as Zer, which is a crown. I feel you constantly surrounding me, and I feel that's being surrounded as a crown on my head. I feel so proud of it. Continuing with Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Ki ein mila bilshoni. There is no word that I will ever say. Hein Hashem yadata kula. Behold, Hashem, you knew it all. In other words, there's nothing that I can ever say that you don't know that I will say. Hashem knows our thoughts, not only in the present, but in the future. Achor v'kedem tzartani pasakei. You surround me in the front and in the back. V'toshes alai kapecha. And you put your hand upon me. You hold me responsible for what I do. What's at the front? What's at the back? You look at my future. You look at my past. You're totally surrounding me. Doesn't just mean in the present to protect me. You totally surround who I am, who I have been, who I will be. Remember, the Ibn Ezra says you can understand this to the best of your ability. The word sartani, the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah, can also be referring not just from tsar as to surround, but also from vayitzer, of creating. Hashem, you created me in this world and in the future, in Olam Haba. And you're going to hold me responsible in Olam Haba for what I'm doing in Olam Hazeh. And so you've created me in two places. Pasuk Vav, Plia Das Mimeni. It's mind-boggling. It's impossible to understand. Niskava Lo Uchala. It's beyond, and I cannot comprehend this. As we say in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yutes, Hakol Tzafoi, V'Harashus Nesuna. Everything is known. Everything is revealed. But at the same time, Hashem gives you permission to make your own choices. Plia, it's mind-boggling. There's no way that I can understand this. I remember in high school when the teachers would try to explain this to us, and there was no way we could understand. And this is the pasuk that answers it, because we still can't understand. Plia das mimeni. It's mind-boggling, impossible to understand. Niskava lo uchala. It's beyond, and I cannot comprehend it. Hashem knows what I'm going to do before I do it, but I have a choice to do it. Let's move on. Pasuk Zion, verse 7. Ana eilech meruchecha. We have no way of running away from this reality that God is omnipresent and omniscient. Where can I go from your spirit? Va'ana mipanecha evrach. And to where can I escape from your presence? Imagine Adam saying this. You can't run away from Hashem. You can't hide. Imesak shamayim shamata. If I go up to the heavens, you're there. Achrei me'ev esrim, after 120 years, God won't forget anything that we've done here. Va'atziya sha'ol hineka. If I lie in the pit, you are there. If I dig a hole for myself and I think I'm nobody, Hashem is still there with me. We can look at this pasuk as well. If I make myself so high and I become so important, it doesn't matter. Hashem is still there watching what I'm going to do and holds me responsible for what I'm doing. Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Esa kanfei shachar. If I fly on the wings of dawn, the dawn is referring to the east. If I go to one end of the world, the eastern side of the world, or eshkena b'acharis yam, or settle at the end of the sea in the west, gam sham yadcha sancheni. Also there your hand will lead me, v'sochazeni yeminecha, and your right hand will hold me. You know, God has a mission for us in this world, and he is going to move us in the direction of being able to fill our mission at all times. There is no place in the world, no place in time, that we can escape who we are. And with that, let's continue with Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. V'omar achoshech yishufeni. If I would say the darkness will conceal me, v'laila or ba'adeni, and then night becomes light for me, I become discovered. Gam choshech lo yachshich mimeka. Even darkness doesn't darken anything from you. V'laila kayom ya'ir, and night lights up like day. Keshachecha ka'ora, like light is darkness. It's the same thing. Hashem sees what we're doing. Hashem sees what we need to do. And it doesn't matter what our perception is that no one sees, or that it's light outside and everyone can see. Hashem sees. There's another thing that we can look back at these two psukim and understand, where it says, V'laila or ba'adeni. There are some times that people don't see what the right thing is to do, but God shows you what the right thing is, and you wonder why everyone else can't see the truth, and just you, because there are times that V'laila or, the darkness, what's dark for others, becomes light ba'adeni for me. And therefore, Hashem expects me to know what to do. And never to use an excuse, well, everyone else is doing it, because it may be dark for everybody else. But for me, God brings light. Pasuk Yigimel. We're now going to reflect on our creation, the creation of ourselves. Ki ata kanisa kil yosai, because you acquired my wisdom. You created my wisdom. Tisucheni bebeten imi, when you covered me in my mother's womb, when you formed me from the beginning, when I was just two cells, and slowly but surely I became bigger. And pasuk yudalid, otcha al kinora osniflesi, I thank you and I acknowledge you for the awesome wonder of myself. Nifla'im ma'asecha, your creations are wondrous. V'nafshi yoda'as ma'od, and my soul knows this well. And it's important to take time to reflect on the human body. Do we stop during the day and really pay attention to our breathing, our heart beating, the fact that we eat and that our body is energized? Hashem made each one of us amazing, and that we acknowledge as well. Pasuk Tesvav, Lo nichachad atzmi mimeka. My strength, my physical body, my talents have not been hidden from you. You know, Hashem, what I can accomplish. Because rukamti betachtiyos haaretz, I was weaved or embroidered together in the lowest parts of the earth. Adam Harishon was made from the adama, from the ground, but Hashem formed us, designed us. Golmi ra'ueinecha, your eyes saw me when I was unshaped. I was just a blob. V'al sifrecha kulam yikasevu. And in your book, they are all recorded. Yamim yutzaru, they would actually be formed on different days. V'lo echad bahem, but for him, it's all the same. What are we referring to here? It could be that, who is this everyone? Hashem knows everyone. Hashem has written about everyone. Everyone in the past, everyone in the future. And in fact, if you look at the Midrash, it talks about how in the beginning of creation, Hashem showed Adam all the generations. And that was Hashem showed Adam. It's all written down in the book. In other words, I wasn't born and then written down in the book. I was written in the book and then I was born. We were formed on different times, different days, different years. But for Hashem, we're all part of one big picture, and he sees the purpose for each one of us, born at a certain time, in a certain way, with certain circumstances. Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'li maya krurei echa kel. To me, how valuable are your thoughts, Hashem? What are Hashem's thoughts? Radak says his kavanos, his thoughts about why he created the world. Me'atzmu rashehem, how overwhelming are their beginnings, the beginnings of my thinking of why Hashem created the world, how Hashem created the world, why Hashem created me, why Hashem created other people. I can only begin to understand the rosh, the head, but it's so exciting and so overwhelming that pasuk yitches asperein mechol yerbu. I count them, I think about them, and the more I think, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It multiplies like the sand. Hekitzosi v'odi imach. I wake up and I still feel Hashem with me. I still feel those thoughts with me, knowing that Hashem is everywhere. Hashem watches me. Hashem has a purpose for me. And therefore, I ask you, Hashem, pasuk yitches, Im tiktol eloka rasha, if only, O God, you would kill the wicked. V'anshei damim surumeni, and killers get away from me. Asher yomrucha lemezima, who take advantage of you, Hashem, in order to bring evil plans. Nasu lashav arecha, your enemies raise your name in vain. Who are these enemies? These enemies are people, or ideas, or even my own yetzer hara that gets me thinking that God is not always there watching, and that I don't have a unique purpose in the world, and all those things that we just talked about until now. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Halo misan echa Hashem esna. Behold, those who hate you, I will hate. Uvimiskoma mecha eskotat, and those who rise up against you, I will fight. Tachlis sina sineisim. I hate them with the utmost hatred. Lo ayvim hayuli. They became my enemies. I want to mention here Rabbi Hirsch's explanation as he goes through the song. It's very much connected to David's life, and he intertwines the life of David and his particular challenges into the song. But sometimes we are bothered by all the enemies that David once destroyed. And so David says clearly now, we understand him. I do not call upon you, God, to slay the lawless for reasons of personal hatred. I hate them only because they spread the hatred of you and seek to implant the seeds of this hatred into the hearts of others. And if you look at Pasuk Chaf Gimel 23, Chakreni Kael, search me, Hashem, Vidal Vavi, and know my heart. Bechaneni, you test me, you know me. Vidal Sarapai, and know my deep hidden thoughts. Know what I'm really thinking. I am only hating others. I only want to bring down others because they want to bring down you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about that whenever we as individuals have issues with other people. Is it a personal issue that we have? And that's why we want to bring them down? David says it was not about a personal issue ever. But let's go back and talk about ourselves as we conclude this song, Chav Dalet. Hashem, look inside of me and see in the deepest part of myself and who I am and what I'm thinking and what I'm doing. Ure'eh im derech otsev bi, and see if there are any ways within me that are bitter. Unecheni b'derech olam, and if so, lead me in the way of the world. And Mitzvot David and Radak say, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you should just take me out of the world because there's no purpose for me here. Let's translate it a little bit differently based on the Das HaMikra so that we can end off on a high. Hashem, see if there are any ways within me that are otsev, that are bitter, and lead me in the way that I should be walking in this world. You know, sometimes I think I need whatever it might be, X, and I work towards it. But Hashem, if you see that this is a bitter request that I'm asking for, or if you see I'm walking in the wrong path, even though I think it's the right path, lead me in a different way. And sometimes when Hashem does lead us in a different way than we expected, instead of getting upset, realize Hashem sees that this wasn't the right thing for us, and he understands more than we could ever imagine. Okay, now it's your turn to go back into the song again, go over it in more depth, and really see your story and your thoughts intertwined in this piece and see how it makes a difference in your life. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.